Weather Bulletin. Weather Bulletin. We take you now to the Mike O'Mara Show Meteorological Laboratory, standing by just for this particular broadcast to discuss unexpected snow is official Mike O'Mara Show meteorologist Lowell Melzer.
Hello.
Hi, Lowell. How are you?
I'm great. Great.
Welcome. What the f*** is going on with the snow?
No, no.
What?
We're not doing that. We're not going to do that today.
What?
The bad words.
We're not going to have the editing at the end?
No, we're not going to do that today.
Are you in a hurry? Do you have an appointment?
With life.
All right.
Yeah.
Question.
Shut up, Mark.
Bulletin. Rob Spiewak. Weather
okay,
situation in your neighborhood.
Yeah. You know what it is, Mike? It's weather action, and here's what happened.
Incidentally, Lowell comes to us from Channel 11 in Baltimore, the NBC affiliate.
Habibi.
Yes. All right. Tune in.
Everyone watches Erlebum, Mike.
Yes.
Habibi.
So I've listened all week to the weather. They say now it's going to be cold, and we're going to have weather this weekend, but the nicest, fairest day of the week is going to be Friday.
I read the forecast on The Edge 105.9 today. I do a radio program. I read the weather. There was nothing in there about
snow. For 5 days out, they're saying that this is going to be the best day of the week.
Yes.
This is why I haven't hung my Christmas lights.
And they're talking about rain. They're talking about rain on Sunday. No word of snow.
No.
Lowell, what happened?
Yeah, I go outside, and my road is white. It's white.
He's got snow on
his
road.
There's snow. I had to use my wipers to get snow off my car.
For the love of God.
My car has a dusting on it.
Lowell, you're a meteorologist. What the hell is... He really is.
I know.
He went to school for it.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be a real weatherman.
I liked him better when he was in Newport News and they'd send him out to the grocery stores.
Yeah.
But that was some time ago.
Lowell, now that you wear the cap... You wear the yarmulke of the meteorologist, the weather yarmulke.
So nice to have another Jew here.
I will tell you.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. Lowell Melzer?
Melzer.
He's Jewish? Melzer.
S.
Melzer. Oh, see, I like Melzer. I think it sounds more Jewish.
That's
that
what
way.
I say. It sounds more Jewish.
And I've been calling you. So you finally decided to get that off your chest, right in the bit that I've been calling you Melzer for how long?
Everybody does it.
All right.
Everybody. I'm so used to it.
It's Melzer.
Yes.
Lowell Melzer, newly minted meteorologist. What the hell's going on?
Well, by the way, what show is this again?
This is the Mike O'Mara show.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're
just
welcome.
Kidding.
What was that about?
That's it.
What
That was deflection.
No, that is when he tries, like Ronick does, to be funny. And, you know,
right.
And you hear that sound? Listen, this is the sound
it
makes.
But actually, I really am funny.
Take care, RJ.
Here we go.
I thought you were leaving. This is the thing. You hear that sound. It's this sound. That's the sound of... the ball going by.
Everything is going to be better now because our dandy intern. Swishy Faye intern.
Eric, I got to wait.
Just gave him a glass of water.
I got to tap into it. Eric, come here.
Come here, buddy.
You know, it is funny being on the other side of the intern.
Yeah.
Our dandy. Rob just called you a dandy Faye intern.
Yeah.
What do you have to say? You know, I want to. There's one thing I want to do. I want to make sure before... First of all, how long is Eric here? Just like another day or something like that?
What do you mean?
How long will the interns be here?
Oh,
the
he'll
internship.
Be here for as long
Thank
as...
you for translating for me. He's excited because his friend
indefinitely.
Is here.
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Because I want to, I think, something I picked up on at the party when he was... S-faced was the real mean hatred in Eric.
Yeah.
Oh,
and yes. And Eric kind of looks at me now whenever I see him. I'll say, hey, how you doing, Jabari? And Jabari and I'll talk a little hockey. And I'll look at Eric and Eric will go, hello. So he just called you Dandy and Faye. What do you have to say? I don't know what it means. What does it mean, Rob?
Faye?
He called you a homosexual.
I did not.
Faye.
You can run the whole thing back. Faye is F-E-Y. Dandy is really high praise. Think of all the great dandies we've had in our past. Paul Lind.
Hey, you know what, Eric?
Charles Nelson Reilly?
Eric, let me just tell you this. You know what? One of the things Rob hates to do is he hates to edit out the curse words on the show at the end because it really takes him extra time, especially on a Friday. So I have a question, Eric. Is there anything? Let me see if he's got the comedy gene. Is there anything you'd like to say to Rob Spiewak?
Yeah,
he's got it.
You know what?
I know it might seem like a simple exercise, but there are interns that would miss that cue.
Right.
So what have we learned? Not only does he have comedy genes, he also has women's genes.
Oh, stop it!
And he needs to brush his teeth, maybe.
Get out of here!
Get out of the hideout.
Maybe a little breath mint, perhaps.
A lozenge.
Start the music.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that.
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm Britt Tamlin. People seem to like me because I am polite and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks. Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
I think I was in love once.
Really? What was her name?
I don't remember.
That's not a good start, but keep going.
She was Brazilian, or Chinese, or something weird. I met her in the bathroom of a Kmart, and we made out for hours. And then we parted ways, never to see each other again.
I'm pretty sure that's not love.
Damn it!
I love carpet. I love desk.
Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America and in 145 countries around the world, from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. Hello to our friends in Iowa on 1630 KCJJ and in Vermont, yes siree, home of Bove's Cafe.
Yes.
Is it Bove's Cafe? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, B-O-V-E. Yeah.
And their fabulous garlic spaghetti.
They're a cut of Bove.
Above, above the rest, Rob.
That's right, Mike.
107.1 The Game. We are delighted to be with you. It is Friday.
Yeah. Finally.
Today is December 10, 2010, and we are over 4 million downloads and rising every single day. Our show today is brought to you by Mangrates. He doesn't want socks, sweaters, or ties. He wants something molded.
Why the fey voice?
I just am in the mood. Yeah. I'm in a goofy mood today. It's a goofy day.
It is.
It's made from 100% American-made cast iron. And always, incidentally, young broadcasters always swallow before you're going to make that transition.
Right.
Pauses that are awkward are wonderful. He wants Mangrates, a grill enhancement system starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling, and it comes with the best grill brush ever. And Mangrates have a great grill brush too. Now available in quantities from 1 to 4.
Why do you get mad at me when you read that copy?
Well, I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
It's trying to make it stand out.
You're punching it
up.
You're
killing it.
Hold it now. You see, there's the thing with kids. Killing it, is that good
kids
or bad?
Kids these days.
That's good. I was giving you two thumbs up.
I'm excited about
killing
it.
Well, but killing something is also bad.
Yes.
All right, can we get started with the show? Mangrates, click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Ready when
if
you are.
If you really want to. Anyway, welcome to the big show. We seriously now would like to bring in our special guest for the show, dear friend of Mark Ronick.
Old friend.
Former intern of the old Don and Mike show.
Yep.
And a frequent guest on the Mike O'Mara show on 105.9 The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Channel 11 in Baltimore. What's your, is it News 11, 11 now?
TV 11 News.
TV 11 News. Lowell Melser, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Not an official meteorologist on TV yet. You are still a field reporter.
Yes, but I'm getting my feet wet in a week. They have me scheduled for the last like 3 weeks of the month doing fill-in. So
okay, you're actually going
to be on doing it.
So you'll be doing the weather.
Yeah, which is
what you. That's why you went to school and you did it. You're going to be the weatherman up
there.
Yes, sir. He will assume the mantle of Baltimore's most trusted weathercaster that he will be handed to him from Big Don O'Brien.
You know what? I remember. It's weird, weathermen, because I've got my history with broadcasting and weathermen goes back a long time.
Your parties with Bill Kamal?
It was. He's part of the lineage.
I know he is.
God. I remember Bill Kamal.
I didn't have parties with Bill Kamal.
I know, Mike. It was simply
a joke.
Thank
you very much.
It was simply a joke.
And what? A job joke?
Hey!
Oh, whoa!
All right, no, I'm
What's
sorry.
What's that story?
Well, the first one.
Bill Kamal got locked up down in Miami.
We wish him well.
For, like, soliciting a minor.
Oh, I didn't know. I apologize.
Yes,
that is illegal.
And Bill Kamal was also busted in D.C., I think, for indecent exposure or something like that.
He was
What's
found
wrong with him?
Found guilty of being fabulous.
he was on the, he, back in the day, our old morning show used to be our weatherman.
Wow.
Yeah. When we had a regular weatherman. But going back further, when I was a little bitty kid, mm-hmm. and you mentioned Don O'Brien, because yeah. this was a cool story. When I was a kid, we had Hartford, Connecticut, which was a small city.
Sure.
And the weatherman, Bill Hennessy, was a friend of my dad's and would come to our house.
Yes.
He'd have a pop or two.
Sure.
Probably. Yeah.
Hello.
Bill Hennessy lived in my hometown and was a friend of my mom and dad's.
There's
and
a traveled, 40% chance of rain.
Traveled in their social circles. And the cool thing is, Bill Hennessy would get on the weather on, I think, WTIC in Hartford, mm-hmm. and he would say, and now, yeah, it looks like partly cloudy tonight, and right over Bill and Mary O'Mara's house over there.
Oh,
there
wow. might be.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It was always very cool.
Yeah.
And years and years and years and years later, I'm having a party at my house in Annapolis, and I knew Big Don O'Brien, who, no matter what you say about old Big Don, one of the nicest guys, one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And Big Don O'Brien was sitting there, and I'm having a party in Annapolis, and I had mentioned this to Don O'Brien. I said, you ought to do the same thing. And lo and behold, nice. It's like the 11 o'clock, and he says, and right over here, looks like we've got a little extra cloud cover right over Mike O'Mara's house. Depends on what kind of mood he's in.
That is awesome.
And it came full circle. And I don't know, you know, it's become a different business, as you know,
yep.
Lowell, and mm-hmm. as I know, and everybody that's in that business, and we certainly have been through the ringer with that business. It's become a more uptight business.
Absolutely.
Could you do yeah. that today?
You don't get away with that crap anymore.
I mean, if you were doing no. it on a morning show, I think you could.
And also,
in
if you're
the evening news,
no
I don't
chance.
Think
or if you,
yeah.
or if
morning
you're there,
news, you could get away with it.
Or if you're there for 20 years,
right? Yeah, yeah, like a Marty Bass.
Yeah, but gone
Baltimore.
Are the days of like Big Don opening up his jacket and having it lined with the fabric of the chroma key and making it look like there was fish swimming in his jacket.
Oh, those days know, are
those
over.
Days are gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's sad.
That's the question. Do you ever because you I mean you were a young man when you were thinking about broadcasting.
Right.
So you know obviously your broadcast history. Do you ever think of maybe like down the road, not now, and I'm
right.
not going to put that, God knows I would never put that kind of pressure on you. You ever think maybe out of the box that boy I'd like to just establish something kind of unique in that world
no,
to
yeah.
spice it up a little bit. Especially,
no, yeah, Mike.
Especially no. in D.C.
Absolutely.
it's like old times.
Rob just can't
Rob
stop.
Rob used yeah. to just We're, let us have
Don't
it.
Worry. I have a huge scab to pick with Rob's Beware.
Oh, I know.
So
also,
that'll come
I feel
up later
like
on.
I don't know you very well.
yeah.
But I feel
it's Friday, he doesn't
what
care.
I feel from this side of the room. Is jealousy.
Oh yes.
Oh, when we were interns,
yes.
absolutely.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also
he
got
put his arm around us like he was our best friend in the studio.
I got a thing. I got a bad relationship with weather people because when I was taking my broadcasting classes, they would say in our TV, say, you know what, Rob, you should be a weather guy, which is saying, you know what, you're morbidly obese.
Yeah.
You can't be an anchor.
I feel though deep down inside, you're actually happy for a guy like Lowell.
Yeah.
I try to give you an opportunity.
No, you know, I think Lowell is great. You know, I actually I followed Lowell for a long time because he got his start at a TV station where Carrie's parents lived.
Right.
And when we go down for the holidays and I put him on Wavy, was that Channel 12?
Yeah. 10.
Channel 10, Wavy
Channel
TV.
10.
And it would be great because they would have him doing the great, like at the salt trucks, or they would have him at the grocery store
right.
the night before Thanksgiving.
The true Essie gigs.
Yeah, but
in,
you know
yeah.
what?
TV news.
The magic of Lowell is he knows it's an Essie gig.
Right.
And he makes the best of it.
Yeah. So would you ever think, entertain ideas of maybe thinking out of the box and maybe doing, you know, Willard. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I look at Weatherman history. That Weatherman.
Weatherman.
But
he
I
was
loved,
Bozo,
loved,
too,
the,
wasn't
yeah.
he?
No, he was
Ronald McDonald.
He was Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Don O'Brien was Bozo. And I love that whole thing. And you've got that kind of, you got that goofy streak in you
well,
where,
yeah.
you know.
My plan is to get in, try and just wedge myself in there. Once I can get in, let my true personality show,
things.
And then yeah, and then let and then take it from there.
You see what right. you need to do, and this is you got to be your plan, your 5-year plan. De-Rokerize doing the weather. Don't be Al Roker. Be
right.
you.
Right,
because
right.
Roker has ruined it. Roker's
Boy,
too nice.
You should hear McEwen talk about Roker. You know, because his,
oh,
his brother,
yeah.
you know, Mark McEwen
sure.
competed directly against
yeah.
Roker. Oh, it's funny.
What's his
we
ought
to get Kirk McEwen to come in here one day and just do 10 minutes on Al Roker.
I'd love
Roker.
That.
That would be
yeah.
delightful.
I would
yeah.
love that.
Yeah, it's just because you're right. Roker, you know, it just can't be any straighter,
yeah.
you know, than
yeah,
that.
Right.
And tries to be fun, but it anyway. You know, and I kind of like Al Roker. He's always good on our show.
I do mm-hmm. too,
but
the
it's
problem
that. But
is,
you're, it's the safeness. It's
yeah.
the sameness.
At best, you're getting 80% of what you want.
Yeah, you're probably right.
At best, he's at 80%.
Do you mind if I ask Lowell a couple questions about the broadcasting?
You go right ahead.
Please. Yeah,
I one of my passions in college was broadcasting, not just on the radio, but obviously on TV as well.
Right.
And there's been some changes on terrestrial radio. What kind of changes have gone on just on the television end? Is it all financial? Is it just because tightening of belts means many different things in many different avenues, whether it's less people or doing the same job or more people just getting
manpower is a really big deal. Sure.
No. Yeah. I mean, it used to be where you'd go on a shoot and you'd have a guy with the live truck. You'd have another guy. You'd have like two or three people helping you out on a live shot. It's now just you and the photographer. I mean, they have cut it down to bare bones. And when the market really went into the ESSER, you know, the stock market was at, you know, 6,500 and everyone was crapping themselves. Like they made us, they can't had a come to Jesus meeting and said, you know, we don't know what it's going to be in 6 months, but you know, they cut all the freelancers, they cut all, and now that everything's better and the stations are making an S load of money again,
they've kept it the same.
They've kept it the same. And that's the way it's going to be from now on. So more with less.
They never will. They never will go back.
They never will go back.
You know, I don't want to get heavy, but it to me speaks to a larger issue with our economy. Everybody's doing that.
Sure.
Right.
It's like they got a chance to screw everybody, and now they're keeping it right where, and that's why companies, you know, you're hearing about these major, major corporations that have amazing backloads of cash, and they're not doing anything with it. And they're just hoarding it.
That's one of the problems why we will never really bounce back.
Because, I agree.
Because we're not putting the money back into the economy.
You know, how is the housing market going to come back if you don't do the hiring, if you don't take the investment and put it back into the economy? What's going to happen?
I just want to say one thing so I don't lose my job. All right. I work for Hearst Corporation, and I will
fantastic.
Say this. They really take care of their employees.
I will
They're
tell you that
excellent
is
excellent company to work for.
That is a great company. You're
very
fortunate.
And a lot of the stuff in Citizen Kane was way overblown.
when we were in Baltimore, when the older rendition of the show, Big O and Dukes, was in Baltimore, right. Everybody that worked in Baltimore knew about Hearst. They knew that if you got a chance in any shape or form to work for them, and our news guy did, he ended up leaving us and going with them, that you should work with them because they're a family-owned business.
Spiegel? You're talking
yes,
about Spiegel?
Josh Spiegel.
Yeah, Josh Spiegel. Yeah.
I mean, I was up there when I was out of work on radio, and I went up there and guest-hosted up there with Mickey and the 98 Rock Morning Show up there. And it just immediately had this feeling of family that was up there, just very, very cool. Mm-hmm. I love the vibe up there. It wasn't like anything I'd ever experienced.
I got
radio.
To do one morning with you up there.
Right.
And
did you get the same vibe?
The thing, we talked about it in the elevator when we're leaving. I said, never have I been in a broadcast facility. And it wasn't just radio because the TV's in the same building. Mm-hmm. It was three stations in there. And it's like, this is a happy place. Yeah. And I remember being in radio stations 10 and 15 years ago that were kind of happy.
Hey, here's a question
about
that. But
it's just, it's happy there.
Well, when your and Don's show was in its prime, I think at JFK, was that when you would say you guys were the, when it was, and when all the cylinders were clicking, wasn't that when you guys were the
JFK.
Most happy at JFK?
And you know what? Even with the success of the Don and Mike show, Don would probably sit here and agree that Don and I would never be in a space where, you know, really, the real success of the show came at WJFK, financial and otherwise, ratings and whatever. We had early success at WAVA, and in the very early days of WAVA, when we were there, and you know, we went through a couple of ownership changes, but that would be where I probably was the happiest. And do we have the siren going by?
Yeah,
I just heard.
That's what happens when you're in the living room. That's when we were probably
Lowell
most happy
set up
with
a
that.
Camera.
Right. The whole Infinity CBS thing was, it just, I don't know, the vibe wasn't there. There was always that feeling of you got to look over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I think in broadcasting you have that. But some of the smaller corporations, there aren't many of them that own, you know, TV and radio stations. And, you know, Hearst is not all that small, but it's small enough where, you know, they value things like maybe employees that have been loyal.
Yeah, loyalty is
kind of weird. Speaking of that, a long-term employee, how is Detour Dave, your traffic guy up there, doing? How's he feeling?
You know his story? Yeah, you know what happened.
I mean,
he's
been very sick lately.
He literally died like during a softball game. Like he was rounding third and collapsed and died.
Guy that was very athletic.
Twice.
And luckily, there was one of the head heart guys from Mercy Hospital in Baltimore was playing at a game on an opposite field, and they went and got him, and he literally came over and saved his life. And if he wasn't there, he probably would have died.
Wow,
right,
wow.
Right.
That's amazing.
So, and now he's like back. He's back. Yeah, he's back at work.
100%? I thought he had another little problem recently.
Well, yeah, he had some trouble getting back to work. I think it was he was trying to get back too quickly. But okay. now he's in. As far as I know, he's in the routine.
Just
now,
another guy that I had a chance to meet, and you know, a lot of good people up there. That
yeah, it's
I,
an amazingly fun you know, facility.
And
yeah.
we don't realize
and pretty.
You know, we,
yeah, oh yeah. Did you guys get to go to the TV part?
No, never went to the TV part.
I should have taken you there. That's,
they kept us.
They have a nice studio.
I have another question. If you
go right ahead, fire away.
So. What I love about broadcasting is when either the anchor or the reporter or the weather guy or the meteorologist, because there's obviously a difference there. One actually went to school and the other didn't go to school,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Always when they're doing a stand-up, there's always a guy that tries to make it all about himself in the background. How do you guys combat that? Because there's always someone when you're in the
you
middle of the shot.
A-holes gonna, in the
yes,
background?
Yes,
yeah. Well, if it's on tape, then you just stop and be like, what the F, dude?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, I have no problem doing that. I mean, like, really? And I'll say, do you realize you guys are dancing around in the background and we're doing a story about, like, an 8-year-old girl that got raped?
Yeah. Right.
Is that what you just stop them?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just go right for the jugular with that stuff because I'm, like, not. But, you know, if it's live, there's really not much you can do unless have your camera guy, if he likes you,
he tries
just
to pan.
Zoom in and, yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's.
Has it gotten to the point ever where they've sent you out with a tripod and a camera where you have to do it entirely on your own?
That's another thing that I'm happy I work for Hearst because they don't believe in that right now.
Good.
The way it's going, and we're in union negotiations right now, but I think the way it's going is I think they're going to want us to use the, you know, smartphone technology. So while our camera people are doing their thing, we can take, you know, pictures or video and just send it right to our web guys and have them put it up right away. I think that's where we're going. But at least in our market, because I know, like, you see what's happened over at Channel 9 in D.C.?
In D.C., yeah. Bare bones, I mean,
they signed off last week, didn't they?
Are they even on the air anymore?
What's their deal these days?
They've gone completely to one-man band. And I just think, and especially in a market like D.C.
Mm,
yeah.
Still, market 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Channel 9 is relying on a lot of their personalities now, and I think that's what they're. Well, no, I like Topper and I like HB. I work with those guys in the morning. Shut up.
No, I like them.
Okay.
I will say this. You know,
I like Angie Goff. Thank you.
Love her.
Hello.
You were talking about the industry changing. Mm-hmm. You know, also the million-dollar anchor thing is over too.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these big names have either taken severe pay cuts or they've done like at Channel 4 and gotten rid of a lot of big names as
right.
well over there.
Yeah.
Like, who would ever thought that Bob Ryan would have left Channel 4?
Right.
It's astonishing.
I mean, that's like, yeah.
But how great is that?
And he was the last.
I know.
We remember talking about how great George Michael was before his passing.
Yeah.
Didn't take it when they wanted to slash the budgets. George said, you know, see you later.
He said, I'm out.
Yeah.
Take care of these guys.
That's what Wally Bruckner did, too. And Wally Bruckner was a really good guy over there, too.
Did it on their own terms. So, I mean, it's the same in TV. It's the same in radio. There are a lot of people in broadcasting in general. You know, the only area of media, I think, where you've got, you know, the salaries have held is movies. Movies are still making money, and that's just the way it goes. But these operations are making money again, and what they're doing is, hey, we're making money. We never want to be in that situation. We're scared that we're going to have all this salary, and so we never want to go back to that, and we don't want to add too many people and have too many bodies over there. And so that is the reality of broadcasting.
I hope they realize that, and it's not just broadcasting, but all business, when they cease to reinvest, it's going to destroy
our
nation.
Spend money to make money. Truest thing in the world.
And they're just sitting on it right now.
I have a question.
Yes.
How long have you been suffering the genital warts?
Is that one of those comedy zingers
there
you're talking
is.
About?
It actually almost hit. It was pretty good.
You know, for him,
it's pretty
for
good.
For him, not bad at all.
That ball nearly stayed fair.
Speaking of him, I said this. It is time for an update. Let's get an update on our good friend Buzz Burbank.
Oh yeah,
Ronick has the very latest on Buzz. I mentioned that on Facebook today that he is feeling better, and give us the very latest.
Well, he's eating cake.
He's alert.
He smiled, Mike.
No, but he is doing great. He's getting stronger. He is completely alert. He's got his sense of humor back.
I had a great visit with him yesterday. I got kicked out because he had to have a bowel movement.
Oh, yes. Dear. Okay.
Which is good.
All right, that's a good thing.
But
nice BM is
he's
good.
He's in a regular room. He's out of ICU. And the thing that was so great, to be outside, when I got there, they were really just setting him up in his room. And to hear the nurse talk to him and to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Because it had been a long time since I'd heard him talk. Mm-hmm. And I was worried. They had a lot of pipes and stuff that they had shoved down his throat.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that we didn't lose Buzz's voice.
Hi.
He still sounds great. Yeah. Little hoarse, but the voice is there.
Good.
Good humor. His disposition was just fantastic.
And the very latest?
Well, you know, Buzz was sedated for almost a week.
Yeah.
Right? And...
I want to be sedated.
And you know, what happens is, it's completely common, the brain needs some time to reboot when you wake up.
No laughing.
You know
please.
What that's like,
I'm laughing.
Mike.
Now that he's out of the woods, I'm laughing. Yeah. I can laugh
or
at
as
him.
Mike calls it, Sunday.
Right.
So Buzz is a bit forgetful right now.
Mm-hmm.
He will say the same thing many times.
Or text you the same thing.
Or text you the same thing. I probably got the same text four times last night. And
nude pictures.
He's a little...
These are my genitals.
Just pictures of his junk.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, so, I just have
he gets
to pull
a little irritable.
Right.
Other than that, he's doing fine. Each day, you know, the memory gets a little bit better. So he should be out, honestly, in the next day or two.
Well, what I'm doing today is when I go by
home?
To see him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
That's a little
news.
Soon.
That is
that's a little soon.
It's great news, but because of the whole memory thing, because he was sedated for so long, what I'm gonna do today is I'm gonna go by and visit him, say hello, make it a brief visit, then walk down the hallway, come back in and go, hello again.
Yeah.
And then that'll be good for two visits
that's
over
great
the weekend.
Schtick.
Remember when I saw him alert yesterday, I said, you know, it's so great to have you back. I don't even know if you're aware of the 10 times I visited you. 10 times.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
You know what? The fact that, you know, for us, if you hear the lack of tension in us because we can go back to maybe having a little more fun with this than we did before. Let me tell you something, folks. When Buzz gets back here eventually, we will tell you the whole story.
Get ready, America.
About what really went down. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's a tribute to everybody on this show and a tribute more than anybody else, more than anyone. Buzz's absolutely incredible wife, Marsha, who was just
absolutely,
who has been just amazing. A human being that, you know, you take things from people when you watch them go through stress in life.
Yes.
One of the things that I always admired was the way Rob dealt with his kid's illness, and Marsha is another example of just how you
handle
adversity.
Marsha was amazing. When we showed up, everybody, the first time we saw Buzz sedated, it was I won't mince words, it was a horrifying sight.
Yeah, it was scary to see.
And she was the one that was comforting us at that point.
Yep.
And that's shows a pretty amazing amount of character.
Big salute to her, and more good news hopefully on Monday's show, but that's a great update on Buzz. We will take a break. When we come back, time to send a thank you out to iTunes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good news for the old Mike O'Mara show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
We don't go anywhere, lol. Leave the headphones on.
Oh, you thought we were really going to take a break? No, we don't do that.
These headphones are very loud.
Are they? Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can try that. Just that.
That's a shame.
That's me, I think.
He keeps turning it up.
Our second segment is brought to you by Amazon. Do all your shopping with Amazon.
They're
and get
too
it.
Loud.
Yes. And can I read the commercial, please? Get it right to its destination in time for the holidays. Amazon has something for everyone you're shopping for this season, from Wine Country gift baskets to Amazon gift cards, even magazine subscriptions. Use the search tool.
Five f***ing years ago, Mike.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What was 5 years ago?
I don't know.
When I bought you a magazine subscription that never came from Christmas.
I was not doing that. I wasn't doing that. I was looking at you because of the music.
You don't like it?
That's why. The magazines that never got there, we'll talk about that in a second.
I'd love to hear that story.
Magazine subscriptions. Use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage or click Amazon banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Amazon banner. Thank you very much. Yeah, Rob, years ago when Rob would amuse Don by screwing me.
What I wanted to talk about.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would plea. It was all to please Don, and he would do
and
that.
You would get F.
Yeah, of course. And one of the
why
great things
I
that
spend
brought,
money?
Brought Don a great deal of joy was the fact that Rob said he was going to give me gifts and they never showed up. And those were magazine subscriptions. And Rob meticulously went through the magazines that he had given me and none of them ever showed up. On the air. And none of them ever.
You know what it was?
What?
I had your address wrong.
Yeah, I don't think Rob would have done that. Actually, I agree. I don't think you were doing that to.
To make fun.
I don't think.
Wait, no. I want to hear more. Mike gets effed stories about the D&M days.
You know what? That's not going to happen, Lowell. But thank you very much. I will tell you this. The magazines never got there.
No, but you know what? I never got a refund, so we both got
good. You're gonna have to do a lot of editing.
Yeah,
today.
You know what?
What magazines were they?
Cat Fancy was mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. Boys and Hound.
Boys Life.
Highlights.
Yeah, Highlights.
Men's Health. Boys Life.
Reader's Digest large
Men's
print.
Fitness.
Yeah, and Young Virginian.
Code for Gay Magazines. You know, with men with their shirt off.
I think it's We.
We're on the subject of Rob, I wrote down last night, Rob Spiewak, get a life. He was having one of his nights. How many glasses of Crown did you have last night?
I only had three, but here's the deal.
I only had three.
I had a long week that put me behind in producing my KCJJ show that airs today.
God forbid.
Wow.
Is that loud?
I like it when the hands just stay solid. Like
Right now I'm shooting them the globes.
Yeah.
I am holding invisible glass globes that say, how you doing?
How you doing, Oscar?
Sorry.
I lost a couple days this week, so normally my KCJJ show is done and uploaded, and they got
Go to his Facebook page.
I've got it up here.
Because look at it last night. Last night was just like...
But here's the deal.
Ramble.
When you're mixing
down... Useless. Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
You didn't. Really?
You didn't really.
Well, then we have some issues to look at because it's a self-control deal then.
I know. Yes.
What the thing is when you're mixing it down, there's a lot of waiting.
Right.
Because there's mixing and there's compressing and there's reverberating.
All right.
And you're sitting there at the computer. Mm-hmm. You can't watch TV because you're listening to what you're doing, but you can Facebook 2 and 3 minutes at a time.
I gotcha.
Okay.
So
it's killing time, baby.
Mark last night.
And eating cherries.
Mark last night.
One was Rob Spiewak is rhyming and stealing. I guess quoting the Beastie Boys, I suppose.
Rhyming and stealing.
That's
and then
funny,
he gets the,
right?
And what was the other one?
There's one here. Let me get this one up. From, I guess, a couple hours ago, Rob posted, Rob Spiewak is dreaming wistfully with visions of Tom Suter's Yuletide stapler dancing in his Uber-sized head.
That is wrong on so many levels.
No,
all
right. Mike, there's never been a post on Facebook that was more right than
personally,
that.
Personally, okay,
in the history
for me,
of social networking.
For me, where I have to literally grab Rob and shake him and say, please promote things we sell on this show.
Yes.
But yet, but for KCJJ, he puts that inside Tom Suter's stapler.
It's the Christmas,
for something that,
Mike,
that,
it's
now,
the Santa store
oh
today.
Oh, my God. It's not that doesn't matter to me. I entertain the people of KCJJ every single day. I am very proud to be part of that radio station.
And you are
Do
loved.
Not make me say anything bad about KCJJ.
You are loved out there.
It just pisses me off when we're up there. By the way, MichaelMerrishow.com, Raw series. Tom Suter has a stapler and he's doing and it's a great time to be and make sure you buy 40% off right now, limited time.
It's 44%
so every day that my real living is made on the Mike O'Meara show.
What's funny is Mike is really, you know, a lot of people know that Mike is a great voice mimic, but he just captured me physically how I Facebook. And now this is mostly for the YouTubers.
Yes.
He dances like this.
How many we got, RJ?
We got
165 people are privileged to that great day.
You know, I always like when you say that because it's a small number relative to the
thousands
internet. But I will tell you, I always really like picture the how would this show be if we had 160 people sitting in like the living room?
Well, that was last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was. So anyway, the useless stuff continues.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, Rob will have himself a weekend, and you'll be able to get even more of that on his Facebook page. But put an ad on for the show, since I basically just plugged your Facebook page.
Right.
Well, okay.
Thank you, City. Yeah.
I like the post. I like the post. I eat feces.
Well done.
I thought I deleted that.
That was after the third crown.
That's funny. Lowell Melser.
Thank you.
Couldn't say that on Channel 11.
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
All right. But
I'd like to see him going into spots with that.
Hey, everyone. I eat feces.
And your weekend's weather.
Speaking of the internet, here we go. iTunes.
Yeah.
Great news. Who wants to lay it out for us? Because I think you know this, but does Oscar, do you want
to? I'd love to.
I think Oscar should.
Because this is really, really.
It's big time.
I think this is great news. I really, I don't take this lightly. I think this is a big deal.
So every year, iTunes does a best of for every category. And they do a best of, not for groupings, not for subcategories like comedy or politics. They do a best of everything, whether it's a podcast, it's music, it's apps. And the Mike O'Mara Show has made the 2010 best of podcast list.
Yes. Yeah.
There are only 20 podcasts out of the thousands, tens of thousands of
25,
podcasts.
25, I think. Were there 25 in our category?
25.
Yeah, 25, I think.
Of the thousands and tens of thousands of podcasts out there that made this list, you, the listener, made this possible. Thank you to Apple. Thank you to everybody involved. This is massive for us.
To be in the top 25 on iTunes when you consider how many podcasts are available on iTunes is, that is something that I stopped and, you know, I mean, when it comes to podcast awards and things, why do you keep standing up? What do you keep doing? What do you keep
doing? He's just being the director.
Nobody f***ing cares about the cameras.
Stop it with the cameras. You're getting up and down too much. Hey.
It's
anyway,
not good for you.
So, but I mean, this is a real... it's a really... Jesus Christ, do you hear him in the background? This is a big deal for us, and we are very, very happy.
We were having a moment, and you made it all about yourself.
You know, you did. We're having a moment. I'm talking about the f***ing podcast. No, it's a big deal. We're in the top 25, and you have to get up and you put your... When you get up, it is seriously like Jupiter crossing in front of the sun. You stop everything. God. You're very noticeable.
Pressure
you've
changes.
You've done it three times.
There was a thunderstorm in the lobby.
I'm not enough of a pro.
I love you, RJ, but you didn't get up to put the mic. I'm sorry, the camera on Mike or Rob or myself or our guest Lowell. You got up to put it back on Mark Ronick.
Right.
I'll get you that. $10
incidentally,
he's always on camera.
Did you take did the camera come off of Lowell to go on to Mark when you just did that? Is that what happened?
That's all he
did. Put it back on our guest. Put it back on our guest. Yeah, Ronick does not need a camera on him.
He might need a hand.
He doesn't.
Now he's just mad. I feel bad.
I ain't moving a camera. Get Mark.
I ain't moving it. That's what he does. That's what he turns into a Three Stooge. I ain't moving it.
Way to go.
Why, I'll fight you right now.
True words spoken by Huckleberry Diaz.
I love you.
So... Thank you to iTunes.
I must say this about the iTunes thing. When it was first emailed to me yesterday, a listener sent it to me like at 1:15. I like clicked and verified it. It was so cool that I thought it was a scam.
How do they do it? Do we know what the criteria is for that?
I don't know for sure, but I think the part of it is high ratings by listeners.
Thank you for that.
And it's love numbers, that. It's downloads as well. So, you know, that combination, we've been, you know, we're on top.
Will we, and this is the most important question I'm going to ask you in all of 2010.
Okay.
And you know what's coming.
I do too. Yep.
Will we be able to take that and turn that into something that we can spend?
Yes.
Right. Really? You think so?
Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Free iPods for everybody.
I'll tell you
from
the buying end of Mangrates, I looked at that and then I started looking at other shows. I said, well, these must be great shows. Some of these shows I've never heard of before.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's from the buying end. But I'll say from the show end.
Yeah.
From the show end to see that there, mind you, we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And this isn't top 25 rankings. This is best of the year. So it's not daily download situations that we've been fighting for all year long.
Right.
So the top 25 is huge, people, and we can't thank you enough for doing that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, when we say that, because I don't want to leave these people out. I really do. As much as I joke about KCJJ in Iowa and also the game 107.1 in Burlington, Vermont, I really, we look for growth in 2011, and we really love the fact that this show is broadcast and that this is radio friendly. And we look to garner some more affiliates. If I don't care how small the radio station is. You know, we would love to be in your neighborhood doing this 1 hour show, which is obviously a little longer when you break it down for radio. But the fact is, we'd love to be on in your neighborhood. And you know what? You would be amazed. As an individual, if you're listening via computer, what a phone call to a radio station.
Huge.
Yeah.
You turn them on to this show, they listen to it, stranger things have happened. And give us a shout with that.
Explain this also to the radio people, is that we now, today, are doing our 244th
yes.
regular show.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring us on as an affiliate, you get the backlog, too. You're getting
nearly 250 right. hours of programming
right.
for one nominal
so
fee.
So that's yeah. what we're looking yeah. for. Thanks to iTunes, bigger and better yeah. things, hopefully in 2011. We're so happy about that.
It's
and,
awesome.
And for all the people that listen and support this show, God bless you.
Oh, and to yeah. the Math Dude, his podcast, he can suck it.
Very good. Math Dude. Yeah. See that, you streamers?
Ooh. Oh.
You're holding your hand a picture of a very lovely lady.
That's who I was hanging out with last night.
Who's
really?
That?
Really?
Caitlin Hughes, Miss Virginia 2010. You know who's Miss America this year?
Who?
Miss Virginia.
Wow.
So this lady is, you know...
What's
one
her
of, one
story?
Of the top.
Yeah, what she were you said, guys talking about?
We were out there just doing a little appearance for The Edge. Got a chance to hang out with Miss Virginia. Could not have been nicer.
More like Caitlin Misuse, am I right?
Made her laugh by introducing her as my daughter.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Before we break for the audio vault, let me get to a very brief mailbag
oh,
here.
Good.
And you Nothing, do have a big package there.
No,
not
Is
there,
this worth opening? Yeah. Is this worth
Absolutely.
Opening?
Absolutely. I think you'll like the letter.
All right, very good. Let me see what's here. All right, I hate peanuts.
I said
hate
that when
packing
I opened
peanuts.
It.
Great, great comic
packing
strip.
Packing peanuts.
Right. Packing peanuts.
You know now some packing peanuts are made out of soy. They're actually recyclable.
All right, let's see what we got here. All right, where's
Thanks,
the
Thanks, Oscar.
Spot? Thanks.
Hey, I pack right, stuff at work on. Sometimes.
You know, yeah. that's why we are in the top 25.
Yes.
All right, it's the mailbag. Let me see what this listener writes here. There's some sort of bumper sticker in here. A free Brugger bagel with cream cheese.
Well, that obviously
Could
goes
I
to Mark.
Could I please have that? Please. Please.
The white
There's a Brugger's
powder.
Bagel right next to my house.
Oh, good, good. You get it. You get the Brugger's bagel.
Thank you.
Dear Mike, Buzz, Oscar, and Rob, greetings from Burlington, Vermont. I'm a longtime listener, born and raised in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I grew up listening to talk radio from the years driving around with my parents listening to TOP to me getting hooked on the old WJFK lineup. I moved to Burlington about 3 years ago, and one of the hardest things about moving up here was the lack of quality talk radio. I was so happy when you guys started doing the podcast, and now to have you on the radio again is just awesome.
Cool.
I nice. Heard you mention Bove's the other day. Yeah, that's the cafe. Yep. That had the garlic spaghetti, and I had to put in my 2 cents. Bo's is a third-generation family-owned Italian restaurant located in the heart of downtown. Get Bo's ought yep. to be paying
yep.
for this.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You, yeah.
Not only was their garlic pasta sauce featured on The Best Thing I Ever Ate, their chef competed in Throwdown with Bobby Flay. I know that show. It's a good show. Making lasagna. To welcome you to the Green Mountain State, I have enclosed... A little care package.
Nice.
Oh. That includes some of the best treats you can find in Vermont. Bove's garlic pasta sauce. That is.
Oh, it's wow. in there?
All right.
Fantastic.
Let's
can you
try
see the,
it.
Can you see the box lifting
me.
Up here?
Yeah.
Lake Champlain chocolates. Oh, hello.
Break that out.
Vermont. Calm down, Meltzer. Vermont maple syrup and pancake mix. We love to. We're always pleased when our guests drop by.
What's
but
great?
But they never get any of the
What's
gifts.
What's great is Lola's saying, let's unpack it. Mark's saying, yeah, and sell it.
Yeah.
Brugger's Bagel Coupons, headquartered on Church Street. Thank you. Mike, I implore you to do me one favor in return. Please get Rob to stop making digs at my dad. I love listening to your show so much, but every time I hear him making fun of him with that evil laugh, I get so mad. Thanks so much for being a bright spot in my afternoon every day. Happy anniversary, and my love to Buzz for a speedy recovery. A faithful listener and proud member of the Horde, Allison Herzog.
I have nothing but high regards for Frank Herzog.
Is this Frank's daughter?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
This is Frank's daughter. Wow. She's really cool. I'm actually a Facebook friend of her. She's extraordinarily
you know what?
Nice.
All right. Are you ready for this, Allison? Here's something you're going to like. You're going to enjoy this. You know what? And I like Larry, okay? He's a nice enough guy to me when I see him.
Yeah.
But really,
I used to work with Larry.
You know what? Wasn't it really
a lot of people used to.
Indicative of what the whole organization yeah. would become when they let Frank go? When
yes.
it was Frank, Sonny, and Sam? When it was legendary?
Sure.
And they let Frank go. And we used to have more fun with Frank. And you know what? A consummate play-by-play guy. A guy that
maybe the best.
Did a great job. And it's to me, you know, as someone who railed against the Redskins organization for what they've become, that to me was just another indication of a bad judgment.
Exactly.
We're real slick. We're going to spice this up a little bit. And Frank Herzog was the gold standard. And Don and I felt that way at the time. And we still
and he's
do.
Never been, and seriously, he's never been anything but 100% great to
and
me.
And I believe Frank Herzog, an AU guy also. I'm
Is
pretty
he really?
Sure.
Really? Local guy, yeah.
Used to
absolutely.
Watch the game with my brother. We turned down the feed on TV and just turned up the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And what were you going to say, Lowell?
That Larry Michaels a bowel.
No,
no, no.
Not true.
Wow.
That's Lowell Meltzer saying that.
Nice.
I bumped into Larry a while back, so I didn't say that. You
no,
said that.
I'm just surprised kidding. You didn't hear him
He's
coming.
A I'm bowel. Kidding. What a great thing to say. What a bowel. I'm going to steal
it's clean.
That.
It's clean.
He's a
it's
bowel. Clean.
It's high praise, really.
All right, a couple more before we go to break
I'm kidding,
here.
Larry.
From Matthew Gilbert. Hi, Mike. So Taylor Momsen played Cindy Lou Who in the Jim Carrey version of Grinch.
Yes.
There. Now do you have a nice picture in your head of sweet little innocent Cindy Lou? She is now the lead singer for a band and was recently in the spotlight for flashing her boobs to the crowd during a performance with nothing but electrical tape over her nipples.
And then the cringe grew two sizes too large.
Headed to Google yet? Oh, yeah. She's only 17.
Oh.
How's your Cindy Lou now?
Yeah.
That's from Angry Matthew. Thank you very much, Matthew.
But no chocolates from him.
Another slightly angry one. I get these a lot, you know, where people just kind of clear something up for me, but they do it in an angry way.
Yeah.
Just slightly angry. This one. Benny. Benny writes, good day to you, sir.
Is it from LA? Dryer-
yes.
Dryers is branded as Edie's in Virginia, and as far as I can tell, it's not available for 50 miles near Manassas. Thanks, Benny.
Jeez.
Thanks a lot.
So eat it.
Appreciate it. Eat it right now. Jody Harris Thomas writes, I'm Jody Harris Thomas.
Hi, I'm one of the three named people.
How are you, Jody Harris Thomas? Nice to meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what's with that?
Just wanted to tell you that my husband gave me a Kindle for Hanukkah, and the packaging was fantastic. You guys should talk about it online. It's packaged very securely, but no tie wraps or anything that needs to be undone before you can lift the presents out of the boxes. He gave me a cover and light, too.
Who are you?
I'm Jody Harris Thomas.
He gave me a
cover and light too. So I had three boxes. And I cannot say enough about the packaging. Thanks for listening.
Happy Hanukkah, Jody Harris Thomas.
Well, shop through Amazon. It's
Jody
good.
Jody Harris Thomas.
You got three
Thank
boxes?
You,
three boxes.
And our last one comes from
JHD.
Jeffrey Heller. Robin Oscar. First, let me say I'm a big fan of the podcast. Please, if you can, forward this on to Mike. It's important information for Mike regarding his appearance here in Buffalo. Thank you. Mike, I just wanted to let you know that some goings on in Buffalo the night of your appearance. The 2011 World Junior Hockey Championships will take place the last week of December here in Buffalo.
Uh-oh.
With the first day of competition being the 26th.
Uh-oh. No.
Their website... Won't mention that here.
Thank
Good
you.
Idea.
Has a schedule for the tournament. There's a 4 p.m. and an 8 p.m. game at the HSBC Arena in downtown Buffalo.
That's okay,
I worked at a popular restaurant downtown a number of years ago during a similar tournament, and the city and my restaurant was quite chaotic.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what? You want me to not come?
No, I think, Mike, what you do is if there's chaos, take credit for it.
Yeah, you make it
chaos.
Yeah. All about you.
What are you going to do, Link?
Stop it.
Stop it. I'm the Balin from chaos. I just wanted to give you the heads up. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I like this.
Why are you mad at that guy?
I'm not mad.
It's making... I think you should be mad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right. I should. This guy likes me to get mad.
Yeah, I do.
Incidentally, the restaurant at which I worked, the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, is a fantastic place to go while you're in town. Well, I strongly suggest stopping by for a beer after your appearance, or perhaps lunch before heading up to Toronto. That's
you know,
very nice.
Mike, it's a strong suggestion.
My wife and I will be in attendance at the Anchor Bar. Thank you very much. And I very much look forward to meeting you. I'm in the process of starting my own website, on which my colleagues will be host of LB.
By the way, make sure you don't go to the topless bar that's nearby. It's called the Yanker Bar.
The Yanker Bar.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Hey, how long have you been sitting on that one?
I just made it up.
There you go. Attaboy. Way to keep coming.
You like it?
Coming with the comedy. Thanks for the time, and I hope you have a great Christmas. That's Jeff Heller. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Look forward to meeting you at the Yanker Bar.
Very detailed.
Narrowing down a lot of people. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, with this food package, you should really hide it from Lowell.
Because he'll take it.
Do you know that? Do you know when he comes to visit, my daughter goes through the house and hides all of her candy that she has, like around Halloween time?
Really?
She hides it. And what she did this last time, she told Lowell. She picked out two pieces of candy for him to have because she was terrified he was going to take all of her
terrified's
food.
A little
but on
dramatic.
The
terrified.
But on the bright side, at least he's not banging a chick in your bathroom.
That's
there
true.
You
like
go.
Yeah.
We're going to take
friend.
We're going to take a break and come back. Well, watch out. I'm going to keep it over here.
Yeah.
Don't take anything. Chew.
That's
a little awkward.
Yeah, I like being awkward. That's fun. Well, can I take a break? Come back with the audio vault. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. What's wrong with you?
Everything.
Swear to God, what is wrong with you?
Could you open those chocolates? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that cool, Mike?
No.
so not
break
cool.
out the chocolate
after the show.
Okay,
after the show. And listen, you have candy out in the kitchen.
I know,
Oscar,
but not from Vermont.
You know, you two, the skinny Lowell and the skinny Oscar, might have to battle for the candy.
Mm-hmm. What kind of candy is it?
All sorts.
Out of the kitchen. I'll take you out there.
Have all
you
been the Hershey's
Kisses. Have you been in the kitchen yet?
Can you take us out to lunch after the show?
That's my boy.
You know, that's a really nice idea. No,
bad idea.
Anyway, the Audio Vault is brought to you by Raw 2.0, featuring captivating adult star Carmen Hart, followed by two drunken episodes of our holiday spectacular, with surprise guests, including the ladies of the Mike O'Mara Show. Raw 2.0 premieres the week of December 26th, but you can pre-order now.
When?
And remember, what?
When can you pre-order?
Now. And remember, the Raw shows are included at a discounted rate with our VIP goodies package.
Mm.
Pre-order Raw 2.0 at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you.
When should we pre-order?
Now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice and warm.
All right, let me open up the audio
Please.
Vault. I forgot to press the button. There we go. All right, very
Mike,
good.
Mike, today's audio vault leads with a trip in our Mike O'Mara Show time machine.
Really?
Mark, can you put a year on this?
Yeah, I would say this is probably 89.
And this will shock you to find out how dazzlingly entertaining Mark and Lowell were in 1989.
This is Weva?
Whoa.
And when you guys called in?
Yeah.
And
remember
Mike,
that?
It will also dazzle you. The amount of reverb on your voice.
Yes. Okay.
I swear to God, you know, I love reverb on the radio.
Very good.
But it's mind-boggling.
This is, Raymond
Burr. This is from the old Don and Mike show on WAVA.
Yeah. Don and Mike, 105.1 WAVA.
Hi, it's Mark and Lowell.
Mark and Lowell, protege DJs.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine, boys.
How are you, boys?
In our morning show that we did there, we were at camp. That's why we haven't called you guys in ages.
At camp?
Camp.
Yeah, we worked there as counselors.
How sleepy are you? What's up?
We were so sleepy, and you know, it
but they're trying to be cool.
Hungover.
They're trying,
hungover.
But they're, no, they also
at
had.
16?
Listen, they had a
Maybe.
Cool. They had a cool about them.
Yeah.
Where they were collected when they would call. They had their act together.
They sound like a
did.
Morning show.
They yeah. did. They
just
did.
Not a very good one.
Oh God!
Got, they gave us a morning show to do in the mornings.
What, like
in the
we
morning?
Did so well that they said, "How did we get so well?" We told them because of our.
Stop
idol.
It for a second. Critique
Is
time.
Is this slowed down?
No.
Were you the one? Were you the one that said they gave us a morning show in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
you
was
know
me.
What? All right, there we go. Sorry.
I've listened to this tape and here's what I figure that it translates even 20 years later. He's the operator. He's the pusher. He's
right.
the guy that says we're yeah. going to get on the show. That's the talent.
Absolutely.
Okay,
gotta hurt.
So like what you did a morning show at camp over the PA
yeah.
system?
Yeah, we did it. It was about an hour.
Well, how would it sound, fellas, when you went on the air at camp?
It was all right because it goes throughout the whole camp. There's millions, there's not millions, there's a lot of
I don't
of,
even remember this.
PA. A couple hundred.
So how did you open your show when you started it off?
Well, we would play a different song to start off, and then we would play our little door sound like you guys have.
Yeah.
And we'd come in and jump in and, you know, act hyped up and everything.
Act hyped up. Can you give us, like, just a little example
cool.
of it, fellas?
Well, you want to give them Kermit the Frog bit? I mean, we have a...
Hey, listen, let's trot
great.
Out the Kermit the Frog bit.
This is
Let's close
great.
With Kermit.
We sound Mongolish.
I know why
I
know why Don and I love these guys, because they just they made me laugh. They were little kids doing what we
yeah.
do.
And what changed it?
How old were you guys?
16.
This
wow.
I don't even remember this
yeah.
phone call.
Yeah.
Why didn't you give us
That's
some
cool.
of the good
I love this
when
so
we
much. I'm
going
to play about another 15 seconds of it.
If it plays.
There you go.
Oh, it might have locked up. You might have.
Why do you think your mommy or dad...
Whoa.
Sorry about that. Hold on.
That's what? Pretty cool, though.
Hey, I got a question for you, Rob.
Yeah.
Is that a new development? I mean, you seem to be having a lot of trouble with that.
We've
machine.
Had a couple. We've had two lockups this week.
Okay.
So we might maybe.
Well, I mean, on your scale of things, do you think that's getting worse or getting better?
I'm going to shop CD players on eBay.
What
and maybe for Christmas.
What
yeah.
about just putting them on your iPod?
I cannot operate off my iPod.
Okay.
You've seen me try to find records.
All right. Well, so. You know, just keep in mind, talk to Mr. French, and maybe we
yeah.
can work something.
We'll
out.
Do something cheap.
Goodbye, boys.
Hello.
Second
Hello,
call.
Hi, it's Mark and Lowell.
Oh, hi, boys.
How you doing, fellas?
You'll like this.
Franco's, we can do an impression during the phone scan, so. Because
right.
I just heard you say
phone
that.
Scan.
Is it a good one?
Well, it's a special one for you guys since it's National Impressionist Day.
The one that got us on the air.
These, of course, are our protégés, young boy DJs.
And your ages again for people that might have not have heard you guys.
I'm 16 years old.
All right, well, let's hear
Badly
it.
Love.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Have their own door sound.
Hi, this is Raymond Burr. Hi. Raymond, you seem a little tired. What's wrong? Oh, yes, I've just put the finishing touches on my new amusement park. It's called Raymond Burr's Chocolate. chocolate world.
All right. Bye, boys. See you later, fellas. Bye, guys.
Hey, everybody likes the poop jokes. Yeah, that's good stuff.
That is
can
awesome,
I just,
though.
Can I just say one thing?
Go right ahead.
I'm speaking from the bottom of my heart. You know, if you guys didn't give us those opportunities, I think it's definitely possible our career paths could have gone in a different direction. I think... You
so
gave us the
fault?
Excitement. No, I mean, I'm serious.
I feel like Barbara Walters in your Oprah.
No, yeah. You gave me, and I know Mark too, the excitement to push us forward and keep doing this in our lives, and it's led to a job that I really enjoy right now. And I just,
that's good.
You know, I've never, you know, we've talked off the air and stuff, but it really, you know, it's better on the air. I sincerely mean it. Thank you for giving us that opportunity and the interning and you know all through this. It's just been it's really great. And I think
thank you.
You know, don't think about people touching your lives this way.
That said,
no, it's
you've
true.
Become very successful in broadcasting. What happened to Mark?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh.
I work for this podcast.
Well, you know, Mike, I too started as an intern, and I'd like to offer counterpoint.
Of course you do.
No.
I will say that.
That's very sweet. Of course.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
It.
And Mark, as I've said many times publicly and privately, has been really the driving force behind this podcast.
No, absolutely.
Being successful.
I know.
And
he's working on it
and
nonstop.
Up, you know, and really, through November, he was killing. He was just...
You! God! I'm at it!
Now he's got critical mass on that, too.
Love it.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Thanks.
You're doing fine.
He's fine.
Fine.
Everybody,
fine.
Everybody else,
fine.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Everybody else that works on this spot, just fine.
Just fine.
Everybody's doing fine.
We're not moving backwards.
All right, let's go. What's our
not
next
yet.
One? We got to take a break in 1 minute, and then we're going to come back and finish
sometimes I wonder.
The pod,
sometimes I wonder what people are thinking when they put public service announcements on the air.
All right.
Just take this for what it is. This aired in the 1980s, a genuine PSA.
Why do you think your mommy or daddy are always telling you, don't put that in your mouth? Let's find out.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Ick. Real quick. Ick. Real sick. Real ick. Don't you put it in your mouth. Uh-uh. If you don't know just what it is, remember, boys and girls, don't put it in your mouth. Yeah.
Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.
Yeah,
and a message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
That's right, Mike.
And you know what? Women of America have been told that for years.
Exactly.
And
that,
that's what's wrong with the country.
That is your magic audio.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. We will come back, and we've got a few lists for you to wrap things up for the week. And we'll take a break. Come right back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We are here from Channel 11. We welcome Mr. Lowell Melser, not Melzer.
Yeah, thank you.
Melser is here. And if you're up in Baltimore, you want to check him out. That's Channel 11 up in Baltimore. And you can go online, probably see some of your work as well.
WBALTV.com.
WBALTV.com, Rob.
I'm sorry.
you know, you ever notice that happen?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
Yes.
You ever notice how often when I'm just trying to get a simple plug out?
Well, it's when you're plugging somebody else.
Yes.
And it's not Rob.
Really? Is that when it is? I thought it was when Oscar tuned the show out.
It's never when you're talking about KCJJ and what they're doing this week to make
not
money.
At all. He will be silent when that happens. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, do you like this bickering? Do you like the fact that we're all kind of sniping at each other? Right, leading up to, what's our last show going to be? December
23rd.
You're going to hear this, and it's going to get worse and worse right up until Christmas. Mm-hmm. Always does. It even did when we started the show last year. It was very exciting. What were you going to say now?
Just wanted to remark that... Lowell Melser, who's great.
Melser.
Shush. He's very good on Channel 11. And if they still have the piece on that you did where you talked about whether or not Baltimore was a lovely city or not and the people were lovely, I very much enjoyed that.
Attractive.
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 Nice. You have the mayor. It was good.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what I wanted to do. I'm sorry, Michael.
Can they get that? Can they get that at WBALTV.com?
Yes, they can.
Very good.
And I have some. I did some recent.
That's enough. Thank you.
Thank you. But I did want to say. Rob. While we were talking here, I did some research on your snowstorm, and according to the National Weather Service, there was a chance for scattered snow showers this morning in Leesburg. And you can look that up and take that to the bank.
I probably will.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That's nice. Great.
All right, we wrap
things
up.
Do the Raymond Burr voice.
Yeah.
Hi. This is Raymond Burr.
This is Raymond Burr.
Now that's it.
I know. I can't go that low. But
there's
I like,
nothing I enjoy.
Yeah.
Do the wait. No, the pause that when you go, and I.
There's nothing I enjoy. What I would do is take a lovely bit of chocolate fudge and send them out to all of my friends individually, wrapped in foil.
Oh, and yes. You like the cocktail carrots, too?
Yes, I love the cocktail carrots, but I especially, each Christmas time, I enjoy sending out my samples.
Oh.
Burr's chocolate samples.
Oh.
Available at medical laboratories everywhere.
You know, I remember the one you sent me last year. Had a peanut in it.
Yes, yes. That's right. Now, this Christmas, enjoy Burr's corn fritters.
Oh.
Yes. That's right. Just lean back in your easy chair and pop one of these in your mouth. And boy, won't you enjoy that. Do you understand what we're doing?
I have no idea.
Oh, he doesn't know the joke. He doesn't know Raymond Burr. He doesn't know
I
anything.
I like the voice.
Raymond Burr.
This is a classic bit.
It was a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean a
Who
rumor.
Who was Raymond Burr?
We never had on good... We didn't, did we,
never
Rob?
Did.
We
never did.
We never did. No. Let's clear the record.
But like Santa Claus, Mike, we believe what we choose
we believe
to believe.
Yeah. Who was Raymond Burr would have liked a scatological... activities.
Oh, wow.
Google coprophilia.
So that's why
I know what you're
say,
talking about.
There
now.
We are, Raymond Burr.
But who was the guy? Say, who's Raymond Burr?
Wow. Oh,
what?
God. No, now, no.
Really?
No, I'm going to
I'm telling
you,
I don't know.
Perry Mason?
TV
the,
show?
Oh, the drama?
Yes. Ironsides?
No, no.
He was
I,
in
again,
Godzilla. He was in Rear Window.
I never watched Perry Mason, but that's like a Matlock show, right?
Kind yes.
Yeah. Detective?
Yes.
Yeah, I can
How old are you?
Him.
Yeah, detective, except
yeah, how old are you?
I'm 32.
32.
You should maybe know, he is you should know Raymond Matt,
but
Burr.
But Matlock was not a detective. It's a lawyer show.
It's a lawyer show.
Didn't grow up watching the television.
The white man.
The white man's television. I watched Univision.
Okay, that's right.
Just let
you
me
know. You know when
know. He pulls
the race card. Univision. Thank you.
Right,
Don Francisco.
I like, yeah, when Don Francisco used to solve crimes.
Yeah.
All right. We have before we get out of here. We have the top 10 podcasts. We're in the top 25 podcasts. We're very happy about that.
Yes.
E! Online's top 10 TV dramas of the year.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Start at 10 and move up, I guess?
Yeah.
Do you agree with them?
Are these bad lists?
Well, is this 10? Is one the best?
Yeah. Believe it or not. This
All right.
is E! Online.
Number 10. Yeah. You ready for number 10?
Yes. Yeah.
Number 10 is Mad Men.
Okay.
I like Mad Men.
I like
Good
it.
Show.
I think it's appointment TV for
Number
me.
9. This is brand new, isn't it? I haven't even got a chance to see this. The Walking Dead.
Oh, but it's very popular.
That's AMC also, and that's supposed to be great. I haven't seen,
haven't
it.
Seen it.
You know
have
what that is?
It?
That's Zombie Show.
Zombies.
Zombie
Show.
Everyone loves Zombie Show.
Number 8, I have not watched this. This is one I wish our guy Buzzy was here. He watches everything.
Yeah.
Fringe.
I have seen it.
Don't watch it.
What do you
that.
Think? Good, bad?
I like the first year. I don't watch it anymore.
I watch it. I thought it was about our intern's outfit today.
Is that an Eric joke?
Yeah, it is. That's He's very
good.
Swishy.
You keep those coming.
You like that.
I enjoy it. And then I want Eric to come in with counterpoint.
Yes.
That's going to be a new source of comedy on the show.
Well, I just hope I'm not distracted by that smile.
Number 7, Grey's Anatomy.
I don't look at that.
No.
Number 6, my favorite, Sons of Anarchy.
Great show.
You know, I've got 3 of it living in my DVR that I've not watched yet.
Great
Can I
show.
Jump in at any point and be okay with it?
No. I don't think
really?
So. Would you agree, Lowell?
Yeah,
Sons of Anarchy, you got to be kind of tracking with the storyline.
Absolutely. And I think any of these dramas now these days, you have to watch from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't watch Mad Men from,
right.
from,
yeah.
from
no.
the middle.
You no, got to no. track with it to enjoy it. Number 5, True Blood. We all watch True Blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that show. Number 4, Dexter. All the good ones are in
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
This
mm-hmm.
is good. Number 3, The Vampire Diaries. Anybody watch The Vampire
no.
Diaries?
No.
It's
a little girl
what,
show.
Does it say what
I
channel
that was
it's
a
on?
Good, I think of that as a bubble
It's on one of the networks.
CW.
It's on the CW.
Yeah.
Number 2, Friday Night Lights.
You know what? I started
really?
With that when it started, and it was a really well-written show, but I just fell off the bandwagon.
And number 1, which I think it's just too many Lost. Number one TV drama. No.
Where's Boardwalk Empire? Do you guys watch that?
Yeah, that should have been on there.
Good show.
All right, comedies of the year. Here we go, real quick. Louie, wonderful show on FX.
It.
Party Down on Stars. Anybody watch that?
Oh, yeah, that's a really funny show.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Any stars that we would know?
It's well, before they became big, it's the one, she's in Glee now, the older one who plays the...
Oh, okay.
What's the show about?
The blonde.
Yeah.
It's a great
Jane
show.
Leaves.
Yes.
It's about washed-up actors that work for a catering company and just how their lives
are. Oh, I've read about it.
about it. It's very well written.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's extremely funny.
Very good. Number eight, Parks and Recreation.
That's a suck show.
No. Number
six,
show
so much, lost all credibility.
Why does it get so much accolades? I don't know.
Because it lives in that magical Thursday night land.
Is this the Amy Poehler?
Yes. Yeah.
Amy Poehler sucks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad we all agree
Amy
on that.
Amy Bipolar.
Number seven, Raising Hope on Fox.
Never watched it.
That's the new Greg Garcia program.
Number six, Chuck. Anybody watch Chuck?
God, you know I watched the first
Chuck
season.
Chuck is low rent.
Okay, low rent.
Wow.
Number five, How I Met Your Mother. Supposed to be
very
popular.
I heard it's a funny show. Yeah. I didn't watch
it. I think they go for the easy joke too much on that show.
Number four, Big Bang Theory. Another one that's supposed to be very popular. Big Bang Theory. Anybody watch it?
No.
Anyone? Nobody's watching. Number three, Community on NBC.
I've watched that.
That's
horrible. Yeah,
it's
like Joel McHale, but I don't like the
Chevy Chase show.
And this says comedies. I don't know if this should be in comedies. Number two, Glee.
Well, you wouldn't put it as
popular.
A drama.
That's like the remember when Fame was popular?
Yeah.
That's like the Fame.
That's
of
like Fame
now.
Being a comedy.
Yeah, right.
That's wrong.
Well, the thing is they always in like the award shows they lump musical and comedy together and drama is its own. And I guess it's more of a musical than a comedy. I think Glee is very good.
And let me
the
see.
Kids love it.
You know what? I have a hard time letting my kids watch it because the music is great and the stories are great, but there's hot lesbian action.
It's overt sexuality.
And you know what? I'm okay with it, but Robert not so much.
Right. Yeah.
And well, the okay number one TV comedy of the year is Anderson Cooper 360.
That's a funny show.
No, I kid you. It's Modern Family.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
Modern Family is appointment television for me. I watch it every week.
Yeah.
And the fat guy is the best gay character I have ever seen on television.
Even with our interns included?
I can hear Eric going, F you, from the background. Roll Melzer.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We will watch you, Mr. Melzer, on Channel 11.
Please do.
And
yes.
Thank you for dropping by. You are welcome anytime. Our
thank
door
you.
Is always open
you.
For you. And that's it. We got to get out of here. Get well. Get weller, Buzz.
Yes. Yes.
We look forward
get
to
Rob Weller.
Seeing you out here. Our show today was brought to you by Mangrates. He doesn't want socks, sweaters, or ties. He wants Mangrates. That's a grill enhancement system. $19.99. Great Christmas gift.
14 days till Christmas.
14 days till Christmas. Make sure you order your Mangrate.
Hanukkah's
and it does.
Over.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm sorry, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Is it ever?
Hanukkah is over.
May I add this? Yes. Order by the 21st, and we can guarantee Christmas delivery.
There it is. Mangrates. Yes. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. We got to get out of here. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, also Mark Ronick, RJ Diaz, and Lowell Melzer, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
There's matches in the bathroom just below the stairs. Always something happening and nothing going on. There's always something cooking and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. Nobody
Cause UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised.